Thanks for joining me on WHFC Presents The Owl's Nest. It's one of HCC's official podcasts, keeping you in the know and talking about all things HCC. I'm Don Coyle, and thanks for joining me. With me is HCC's Manager for Sports Information and Game Operations, Adam Fornwall. Adam, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. All right, so Adam, you have a lot going on in HCC athletics every year.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Can you recap this past year in 2022? So what have been some of HCC's game victories that we're really proud of?
Wow. I mean, honestly, you'd have to put this year up amongst the best that we've ever had. Wow. We had a number of national championship tournament appearances. Mm. A couple teams went for the very first time. We had one team in baseball that went for the second time. Back-to-back national championships this year with women's lacrosse doing the repeat from their season in 2019. Men's soccer made to the national championship tournament for the first time.
Awesome.
It was incredible. Yeah, we really had an excellent season. We got to see a lot of it here as a department, which was fantastic. You love being able to celebrate those moments with your team when they're at Hartford. So I'd put this year up against any other as being one of the best.
That's amazing to hear. I know I've met some of the students because I took a fitness instruction course.
Yeah.
And some of them are really, really proud to be on the teams that they were on and get into practice. And it shows the results from what you're saying is we have one of our best years ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's hard to believe, but we're now marching right into the fall 2022 athletic season.
Yeah.
What are you excited to see for the coming season? So what's on tap?
So last season had a newcomer in head coach, Rebecca Volk. She took over the women's soccer program that had been dormant for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And she did a great job. They went 6-9-2. They were a goal away from reaching the district championship competition. And this season, she brings back basically the same team, but with a bunch of freshmen. So basically everyone returns from last year, and she's added some new blood. So they're deeper this year. They're more talented this year. There's the depth of talent is greater. She has another year under her belt. That was her first season as a head coach at the college level. So a more experienced team with some fresh legs and a coach that's now going into her second year and really knows what to expect, I think, from the grind that is the Maryland JUCO Conference in the Region 20. So she's there. And then you have obviously returning Coach Bill Wardell, who did an excellent job, had the best season in program history, and took the team, as I mentioned earlier, to the national tournament, and brings back All-American Kai Williams, as well as a plethora of new talent. Tyreek Trotman, who played for the Trinidad and Tobago, I believe, U21 national team. Awesome. That was awesome. So they're just loaded up. They're ready to roll. And they're looking to improve even more upon an already great season last year. And then finally, our volleyball team had one of probably their best seasons ever, at least in quite a while since I've been here, under head coach Johnny Powell. They bring back our two Italians, Martina Croce and Benedetta Confora, as well as a bunch of other new players incoming. They're going to be really exciting to watch as well. If you haven't seen our volleyball team play, you need to go watch them play. They're outstanding. I'd put them up against pretty much anybody, 4 year or 2 year. They're excellent. And then our cross country team as well. Cross country team comes sweet. Back. Brand new head coach, Sean Wright. And he's been an assistant for the last number of years. Owns the fitness center, so I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yes, I am.
They are reloaded. They have, I believe, 8 women's runners at this time and 4 men's runners. So it's the deepest team they've had in quite some time. So there will be no lapse in talent and in expectations for the fall. They're going to be even better across the board.
Yeah, so many of the athletes are just oozing with potential, and it's nice to see that come to fruition now. We'd love to see some of them like probably aim for the minor major leagues in their sport.
Yeah. Role. Yeah, so last year for baseball, about a month ago, one of our players got drafted, signed after the draft, Braden Carpathios. We've had players drafted before through Hartford, particularly in baseball. A little bit harder when there's not as many positions at some of the major levels. Baseball is kind of that sport there's more players needed, I guess you could say. There's more minor league options available. We've had basketball players go overseas and things like that. Cool. But primarily baseball has been the one that we've seen players drafted. But that's not to say it could never happen. We have a lot of talented soccer players. on the men's side, that's usually where the drafts are. There's a couple guys I think have the chance to do that if they continue to elevate themselves to the next level.
Yeah, so Braden, I was going to mention that point as well.
Yeah.
Braden, he got picked up by the San Diego Padres,
correct? Yes, yes, yes. San Diego Padres. He actually was drafted out of high school by them. But there's a rule that you can return, I believe, and play. And they signed him as an undrafted free agent. He had an excellent 2022 campaign for us, capped off by an incredible home run in the JUCO World Series. And he's just been phenomenal. And he's a great talent. Lefty, he can throw, he can hit, he can field, he can do it all. So I know he's already doing well. I've seen some highlights and some clips of him getting some hits. Nice. And we're really, really excited for him. We think he's going to be great. Another guy who used to be here my first year, mm-hmm. Braden Fosnaught, he actually signed with the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies out of the MLB as well. He was with the Trenton Thunder. He was pitching for them out of high school or out of college. He went to Westchester after us and pitched 2 years for them and then signed with Trenton and did well. And they signed him after the draft as well. So a number of guys that we are watching that are former Fighting Owls that are already in the big leagues. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. Honestly.
The minor leagues, not the big leagues. Haven't had a pro yet, but yes.
If you can get in the minor leagues, that can get you your start on television and get you noticed by like a lot of scouts. That's really cool. That's awesome to hear. I was going to mention, you brought up earlier the rule with the MLB. That's something I know the NBA, they're trying to like bring back the old rule of drafting out of high school.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you have to like spend 1 year like at a college or in their G League affiliate.
Sure. Yeah. It's an interesting, interesting road that the NCAA and the NBA, not usually too many junior college players get drafted directly from junior college or the NBA. Usually they end up going to a 4-year college or university. It's happened in the past, but it's very rare. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to the high school rule. I think a lot of kids don't need it, but I certainly think it makes college basketball more exciting, and it allows us to kind of potentially pick up talent that could down the line get drafted. So I think that helps the junior college level out a lot. It helps us out because if those guys are going to those universities, then the talent starts to slide down. So if you're getting guys that would normally be drafted, they're going to a Power 5, then the talent slides down through the mid-majors, and then the D2s, the D3s, the NAIA, and then us. So it helps everyone out top to bottom. So I think they'll keep it. I think they'll keep the rule. You have to play 1 year in college, but certainly helps everyone out at the college game for it to stay intact.
Absolutely. And I think we just had one of our players go to a 4-year, Kair. Unless he has
Kair King. Yeah, he's got some options on the table. We've had a number of guys throughout the years that have gone on the 4-year. Again, baseball is the primary one for that. We have players going to Pitt this year, Youngstown State, Bethune-Cookman, St. Peter's. Cool. That's just this year. We have a number of basketball players who have gone on to other universities as well. So we're looking forward to hopefully in the years to come, continuing to add to our profile of schools that we've moved on to, our student athletes onto, because ultimately that's the goal at Hartford. We are a launching pad, so to speak, for athletes, whether they're coming in and looking for a second chance, maybe their grades aren't there, and maybe they're just looking for a cheaper option than eventually getting a scholarship. We are the launching pad as a college to help our student athletes achieve their goals on and off the field.
Yeah, and I know before we started the podcast, we were talking about like Towson and whatnot. Like a lot of people who come here to HCC, they often go to Towson. They're a D1, correct?
Yes, Towson is a D1. It's considered a mid-major university. So they're not in the Power 5, which would be like an ACC or an SEC, a Pac-12, Big 12, things like that. So, they are a D1, just not as prominent, I guess you could say, as University of Maryland.
Yeah, but you still had some great players.
Oh, absolutely.
NFL NBA, like Gary Neal from Aberdeen.
Oh, no doubt. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying it's not as heard of, so to speak. It's tougher to get drafted from a slot like that, but it does happen, especially in baseball. As as I said earlier, the NBA, it doesn't happen as much at the junior college level. Baseball loves the draft JUCO guys. They're younger, usually. Mm-hmm. They have less wear and tear on their arms. So it happens quite often at the MLB level.
Yeah, I would love to see it happen in the other sports as well. So I would also like to ask, you know, I know we've talked about quite a bit of players on the pod today. Are there any shout-outs to other players you haven't mentioned who've really made some breakouts in, like, baseball, lacrosse, basketball, volleyball, etc.?
So Mariah Yousefi is a I'm sorry, that's a guy who's gone to Rutgers from us a couple years ago. But what we actually have, what I was getting to was, we have another player who is likely headed to the Division I level, Kaden Onagi. Sounds like he will be likely going to Division I school. Don't want to announce it at the time because there's still some things up in the air with him.
Yeah, commitments
but
and
stuff. But it's a tricky game. But he will likely be going. We've had a number of men's lacrosse players sign at the D1 and the Division II level. Women's soccer was all freshmen last year, so it's kind of usually you play 2 years and then you go. So they're another one that we're going to have to wait and see. There are a number of opportunities, I think, this year. This year will be unfortunately, a large exodus from Hartford, as we've had a lot of athletes due to the pandemic and things like that play 2 or 3 years. Baseball is going to kind of go through that process. This year, there's really only 2 or 3 names that I can think of that played for us last year at Hartford that will be returning. So it's going to be a fresh start starting this year, and really again next year, you're going to see a lot of new names and faces and players moving on to that 4-year level, again building that Rolodex, so to speak, of colleges that we've sent athletes to.
Yeah, you alluded to it earlier, like the new blood, like they're really going to come in. I think they're going to make a major impact.
Yeah, the pandemic really, it's crazy we're still talking about it, but from an athletic standpoint, you know, we're still dealing with the ramifications of that. A lot of athletes were given the year back. So if you were a freshman during the pandemic and you played a fall or a winter sport or even a spring sport for us, you could still technically be a sophomore right now. You could be going into your sophomore year because last year you were considered a freshman, and the year before that you were, you got the year for free. So it's we're still dealing with the ramifications of that on a college athletics, and there's players that exercise their 5th or even 6th year at some levels now, whether they had a redshirt year, then a COVID year. So we're still feeling the ramifications of that for both the good and the bad. So there'll be some new blood in this year, some new blood in next year, and time will tell.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of good stuff to see from them. And the returning players, I think they're going to make an impact as well. I think they have a hunger and drive to get to that next level, and I'm sure they're going to be looking forward to the next season.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So just like with WHFC, we need support from the community to keep training and entertaining. So what are some of the ways that the public can get involved with HCC athletics? Like, are there any volunteer opportunities?
So the best way, as far as supporting us, there are opportunities to work as a part-time worker, athletic event support staff. They're always hiring for that department. If you have a passion for sports and you're interested, that's certainly a way you can apply through the Hartford admin. I don't know exactly what that is. If you just search Hartford CC jobs, you can find the part-time links there. Also, you can support us financially. You can donate. All of our links are at hartfordathletics.com. You can click the giving tab and, there'll be, our options there. Those are probably the two best ways, to support us. Obviously come out, watch our games. That would be a third one for sure. Yeah. But if maybe you live out of the area, definitely head over to the HartfordAthletics.com website and hit that giving drop down, and there'll be some options there. But obviously, we'd love to have you at our games. We have a number of ways you can watch us, whether that be online, supporting through social media, or at our games.
For sure. I know, like, sometimes we will ask for donations from our listeners on the radio station. And it's very helpful because it helps us get new music and new equipment, like the microphones we're speaking in. Does it help to get you guys new equipment, like in the fitness center and like in the aux gym?
Yeah, we're constantly trying to update equipment the best that we can. Obviously, we're a junior college, so we're not buying a brand new indoor practice facility anytime soon. But we are upgrading constantly. We just got new floors in the auxiliary gym. We got a new floor in the APGFC arena. Wow. We are working towards getting a new press box out on the turf field for soccer and lacrosse. That will help broadcast our games better, be more protected indoors, things like that. We'll be replacing the baseball turf in the next couple of years. Obviously, you know, I think we have one of the best fitness centers out of any junior college. It's a great facility. Our equipment's great. Sean Wright, who's in charge of that, our cross country coach, takes great care of that. So, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say like equipment, like, you know, obviously balls are expensive. You know, if you want to make a donation, I'm sure our athletic director would greatly appreciate that. Just like everything else right now, everything's going up in price. So soccer balls are expensive. Tennis balls are actually very expensive, but I won't get into a rant about that. Baseballs are another
You're
one.
Good.
But yeah, no, we're always looking to upgrade our facilities, our equipment. We have a partnership with Under Armour that we're very proud of, and they, we work with them and BSN to get our gear, and they do a great job. So definitely if you ever, you know, are ever on campus, there's usually something new going on or going up facility wise.
Yeah, so much. Like the sky's the limit with it, especially when we consider like what to do and what to take in. Like I've seen some of the upgrades at the fitness center. Like I know it just got a new trap bar for deadlifting. It's really thick, it's really clean, and it's really nice, and I like to use it when I go there.
And those are the little things, I guess you could say, like from a student side, that, like, I don't really get to see. You know, I don't go to the fitness center because, you know, I've been working during the day and then I go home. So you know, you guys get to notice those changes and those little things that maybe I don't even get to see. I always hear big picture. I hear about, you know, the new floor or the new whatever. So if you guys get to see an even different side of it, the little things that you get to notice. Like I said, Sean Wright has done a great job in making sure that you have the best equipment inside the Dixie Construction Fitness Center. Yeah. And it's an awesome facility, and we're very grateful to have it.
Yeah, and speaking on Sean, he's a great person. I've talked with him many of times, and he was my instructor for cardio class as well as fitness instruction class. He's always like really bright, and I hope he has a great season for cross country.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, I'm sure they will. He's been, like I said, he's been with the program for a long time. This will be his first year as a head coach, but he has certainly has what it takes. He's always out running.
I've noticed
always
that.
Out running. He seems to never run out of energy. And I'm sure the team will appreciate that. And he's a good person to have at the head of the table, so to speak, running that program.
Yeah, he's very high-spirited and love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the last question, what are your thoughts moving forward? Because I know, like, there's a lot to look forward to, but, like, what would you say are some last reflections moving forward for the next season and seasons beyond?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of wraps back around to what I said on your first question, kind of talking about how great of a season we had last year in 21-22. I think 22-23 could be even better for Harford. We have coaches that are going into their second, third, fourth seasons that kind of have some experience under their belts or longtime assistants now taking over programs. As I said, as we continue to improve our facilities and improve new things and have coaches get more experience, have these athletes coming into their sophomore years. I expect nothing but the best from the Harford Athletic Program. I think this could top our year that we had last year. And I know that our student athletes are preparing. We're just getting our fall seasons underway. Basketball will start in a couple months, and all the spring seasons will be in their fall seasons currently, all the spring sports, I should say. So we're definitely gearing up for another very, very successful season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the games, especially basketball. I might attend one of them and get to see some of it, because I know you, like we've already mentioned NBA. I'm a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome to see a game and go and support the guys.
Well, they're free for all Harford student athletes or Harford student athletes, students, faculty, and staff. So you're more than welcome to come out. As long as you have your Harford ID, you're good to go. Yeah. And you can find the tickets online at harford.universitytickets.com. If you are not a member of Harford Community College in some capacity, and we love and appreciate your support. If you have a big group, you can contact one of our administrators, Patty Medina or Ed Leash, to get a kind of a group discount. We're always looking to bring in big groups and have our fans be supportive of our teams.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was Adam Formwalt, Manager for Sports Information and Gamer Operations. It's been a pleasure to have you, Adam. Thank you so much for coming out and doing this.
Hey, I appreciate your time, man. It was great hearing from you.
Yep, thank you. Please like and subscribe to HCC's official podcasts, which are WHFC Presents, HCC 360, and Feedback. It keeps you in the know when we have new content. For WHFC, I'm Don Coyle. I'll see you next time.